I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. October 17th is the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. A United Nations address is dealing with the challenges of helping the billion people trapped in poverty. Worldwide Christian Schools President Scott Vanderkoy says they're part of the solution. They challenge physical and spiritual poverty as a mindset through education.
That alone gives a child tremendous hope for tomorrow, so they're not bound by the past, but because there's a God that truly loves them and sent his son to die for them, boy, that gives you a whole new worldview.
This story is in full detail at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Compassion International is celebrating a big gain in the fight against poverty. Compassion's Greg Mueger says the ministry just registered its 3,000th leadership development student. In this program, students are given tools to change their nation for Christ, but they also become targets for the enemy.
In the fight against poverty, the enemy is attacking 24/7. The last thing that he wants is for ethical, capable leaders to end the cycle of poverty that is undermining their nation.
Would you pray that God would protect these emerging leaders? Find out more at missionnetworknews.org. And after 14 years, the Dao people in Timor, Indonesia are rejoicing. They've received copies of the New Testament. The Sea Company's hoping this will deepen their walk with the Lord. For the past 300 years, they've been hearing the Bible orally. Having scriptures at home will help bring people closer to each other and the Lord. Pray for the relationship with Christ. Ask God to open the hearts of the unsaved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard that Muslims are coming to Christ? As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Dreams and Visions, 23 Miraculous Stories of Muslims Turning to Christ. Get your copy of Dreams and Visions by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.